We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Wednesday, Whiskey Wednesday.
You booze hound.
Got a text Nuzzo telling to meet me up with that bottle, son.
Give me some of that sweet juice.
Where you at, Rick? Where you at, Big Rick?
Oh, happy Whiskey Wednesday, everybody. We got to figure out our micron angle.
Or what?
So Micron's coming to town, right? And now they're doing stories of like all these other businesses that are going to be setting up to provide Micron with stuff. What can we provide Micron with? What can we be like the exclusive
podcast?
Oop, well, yeah.
They can play us while in the break room.
We could be the like Walmart radio. We could be Micron radio. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Micron radio?
Not this. We do a different thing there for them.
Okay.
Like a voice tracked.
Ha ha. Josh. I don't know anything about Micron, so I don't really have a joke.
I don't either.
Man, something related to a Micron thing.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
have you been?
I'm sure Jim's listening to us in the break room because he's there all the time.
I know that we harp on Walmart radio a lot, but have you caught it lately? Like, as radio nerds,
yeah,
you and I would say working in this business are radio nerds.
I listen to it when I'm in there.
They run promos now in the store.
Oh, really?
Like, they legitimately run a radio station to the point where I'm walking through Walmart 2 days ago whenever I got these things.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's on Walmart radio, but it's like, if you listen to K-Rock throughout the day, you will hear our promos saying this is what you missed this morning.
Yep.
They're doing that at Walmart.
Really?
Whatever their morning show is, they're like, did you miss this? And I'm like, are you kidding? And then they're like, with Buddy in the afternoons. And I'm like,
that's
they're
hilarious.
Legitimately running a radio station.
Well, I mean, you got to think of how many people they have listening.
And working there. It's probably one of the biggest markets.
Right.
In the country.
At every single store.
Yeah.
I've been on their website before.
I'm seeing like that Micron, like there was a vacuum company that's now setting up.
Because
Micron's going to need, obviously, supply chains. Mm-hmm. When are we going to supply peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? What could we be Micron's supplier of?
I know.
Get in early here.
Yeah.
And you're all saying weed. I don't think we can do weed.
Hugs and kisses.
Ooh, text line, folder of farts.
Oh, there you go.
Could they license your folder of toots for the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Micron toot folder.
Yes. I'm just wondering. All this infrastructure that sets up around Micron coming to town.
Silly Gooses.
We could be a couple Silly Gooses.
We could be their company, Silly Gooses.
Micron Jesters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why we got to workshop it, but I feel like there's an opportunity to make some scratch there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Got
to
be something.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning, everybody. I hope you got a better night's sleep than me, man. It started like late yesterday. You know that like weird anxiety feeling, but it's not anxiety yet. But you're like, what is this?
Yeah,
what's
where
happening?
It's bubbling for no reason. You're like, come on, don't do that.
You're fine.
But it's like, but are you?
And it just started happening.
Stop. But are you?
And I'm like waiting to get my kid from baseball. And I'm like, no, everything is fine. You don't need to have an anxiety attack. And then like 2:30 this morning, 3 a.m., I've been in the depths of one. And I woke up early, and I did not get very much sleep last night because of it. How about you? Did you get a good night?
Decent, but popping my eyes open, being like, what? Nothing? Okay. And then once I did hit that deep sleep, of course, coyotes got to pop back up because even though it was a little chilly, I popped those windows all open to Tuesday.
Yeah, you got to. Now, these nights are the best sleep nights.
And then you just randomly...
Your coyotes don't sound like, you know, fun dogs. Like, it sounds like screaming murders happening.
They sound like they're looking to do a murder in.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, Elsa's sprinting back and forth, being like,
right.
I got to get out there.
We got to do that. We got to do something.
We got to get out there.
Yeah,
we got to take this down. It's a problem.
You catch Caitlin Clark's debut last night?
I heard it on the way in.
Yeah?
That she did decent.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of turnovers, though. But, again, first pro game.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta expect that.
I meant to watch it. I knew I was on ESPN2 last night. I meant to watch it, but then I got distracted.
I saw it, and then I was watching hockey and bouncing around, and then
yeah,
it was over.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. And we'd love to hear from you.
The Chris Show.
The Chris Show is the mornings?
Yep.
Who's their afternoon guy?
Bo,
that's what they were saying. Bo in the afternoons. And, Walmart Radio.
And then Kirby Gwen and Friends.
That's their night. That's their evening show, nighttime
yeah.
show?
Yeah. And then they replay the Chris Show. And then there's AM Walmart World Overnights.
Whoa.
Yep, before back to
you've got
the Chris Show live.
Just yeah, going back to like the radio nerddom of it. How do they do the Chris Show live? What markets get it live and which markets get it delayed?
This says all times are Central Time, so maybe those ones and then...
So he's live from Central Time and then it's a little early in,
right?
in the West Coast and late in the East Coast.
But can you even imagine that? You're the Chris Show? Oh, cool. Where? Walmart Radio?
I know, but I think it's a bigger market than probably New York or L.A. It's got to have more people listening to it, right?
This makes sense.
What? Let me see. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's Chris. Yeah. That's Chris Bobbitt.
That's Chris. He does morning radio on Walmart. I guarantee you, yeah. I hate to say it out loud, but he makes more than us. I guarantee you he does.
Yeah, no.
He's syndicated on every Walmart. That guy?
Well, yeah. Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's crushing it.
And Walmart higher-ups make exponentially yeah. more than their...
The Granby Walmart, one of the managers drives a $100,000 BMW. He parks it away from everybody.
Yeah.
I see it when I go there shopping.
Yep.
Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Join me tonight, 8 o'clock on Twitch, as we sip on some whiskey, courtesy of our friends at Sharky's. Sharky's doing Whiskey Wednesday every week from 6 to 8 over in Liverpool, Sharky's Liverpool. This week, Maker's 46. That's what I sipped Ooh. Last week, Maker's Mark 46. Very yummy whiskey. Free samples tonight from 6 to 8.
Nice.
Obviously, jousting game, obviously.
Obviously, medieval game. Obviously, jousting
obviously
game.
Whiskey flights available mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. sale as well.
Is that the one that has the, I don't even
What's
know.
What's that?
Wax?
Yep. Yeah. That's Maker's. Their look, that wax top.
Can you eat that?
Wax top. I think you can eat wax. I always used to wonder that about those wax bottles. When you put them, like you're supposed to drink the liquid
exactly
out.
Exactly what I was thinking.
But
of.
I would just chew on them.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're supposed to pass that through your intestines.
No.
Big ball of wax.
Probably not, but Mm-mm. it would probably pull a bunch of stuff out, clean you out, right? Is that it or no?
I got to say, I think the Mariners are my favorite baseball team again because of a couple things.
You and
Mean Con? Bender?
You and Bender.
Yeah.
Is that so Bender?
Well, I do. I've told you this. Back when my parents took Joey and I to Cooperstown.
Yep, you picked that.
They let us pick out a hat.
That's smart.
And I didn't know any baseball teams, but I liked the colors of the Seattle Mariners. And I figured it would match the most of my outfits.
And
what that's
you,
what I bought.
And depending on the year, I'm sure you might have played a little Ken Griffey Jr. baseball.
Right. And he was on that team, right?
Yeah, that's still, I play that today.
Was that his main team, the Mariners, Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yes.
Okay.
Because then he went to the Reds after.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. And he was supposed to go to the Braves. I
have always had a very surface level knowledge of sports. The same reason I liked the Miami Dolphins briefly is because I knew who Dan Marino was. So I was like, he's on that team. I like teal.
No, that's fine.
I will pick that team.
That's how I am with the NBA today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a team.
You just know I like that guy.
So I'm like, I follow people and stuff. And I honestly, and the same. Like colors and stuff like that.
Yeah, like colors. Certain,
like, oh, that team's wearing a sick outfit. I'm going to like them today.
But the Mariners are crushing it so far, man. I don't even know what their record is because it doesn't matter. There's so much cool. There's like a weird vibe around Seattle. First, before I show the clip that you showed me yesterday.
Oh, that's what you're. Oh, I gotcha.
There's
okay.
another thing that happened.
Their stadium is friggin' awesome, too.
So last night, was it last night or the other night? Regardless, the odds of this happening are so minute, baseball fan in the stands catches a foul ball. The very next pitch, it's hit directly to him again.
Wow.
Two foul balls in the exact same spot.
I've seen that over at the whatever the hell it's called near right here in Syracuse.
Yeah.
I've seen that with foul balls in an area where it was comical. The guy hit like six in the same you know, group of people, but not hit the same guy.
High lift the opposite way. MJ Melendez is into the corner, and you talk about a basket catch, and it's true as form. Hot start for that guy out there. The 1-1.
Oh, look how he says that.
Again?
Hot start.
A little straightened out a little bit more. Let's see. Into the corner. What do we got? He's got both! He got them both! Jerry, give that man a contract.
So that's cool and
that's
all.
That's awesome.
But it does not compare to what they're doing for a promotion right now. This Cody sent me this yesterday.
Hilarious. And this was thanks to Katie at the Mega Desk. She said, you got to see this. And I said, I have not seen this.
The Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
Are doing something called Hot Dogs from Heaven.
Yeah.
Where I don't know how they get the hot dogs to fall. Is there somebody on the roof just chucking hot dogs?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I Googled around.
Is there a helicopter?
And it, right? I don't know. I don't know.
They're literally tying parachutes to hot dogs and throwing them off the roof into the stands.
I immediately thought, I was like, this might be the one time we have to call in the favor to Nico.
And get out there to Seattle?
And be like, we need to see these hot dogs raining from the sky.
If you're in Twitch, here's the video of the hot dogs. There's no real audio just because it's this stupid TikTok video. But I'm showing it to you.
Look at that.
It's
Oh my God.
Little mini parachutes attached to hot dogs. Some of them getting caught in updrafts, caught in the wind.
And then like onto the field, a couple of them.
And then it's like playing a song, right? Like something in heaven. Not Tears in Heaven. Playing another heaven song. Heaven is a place on earth, maybe, or whatever.
Now I forget what it is, but yeah.
But dude, Mariners, you're doing all the right things out there.
That's just, because that's the best part. I don't even like hot dogs, but if I'm at a game and someone throws one at me wrapped in tinfoil or it falls from the sky, I ain't probably taking a bite. Sky food is the best food.
Sky food's some of the best food. Also, I don't know what it is. Not early in the game.
Yeah.
But you give me a hot tinfoil wrapped hot dog about 2 hours into a game, and that's the best meal I've ever had. It tastes so good.
Yeah, that. All right, I'm going to grab something to eat at a sporting event. No matter what it is.
Yeah,
I'll get something real quick. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, those garbage nachos you get at most sporting events are terrible.
But
unless you're 2 hours into a sporting event with a beer buzz.
Yeah, I was going to say you've had four random beers.
You've got that bright yellow cheese in a container with the store-bought nachos.
If for any reason, you know, forget the fact that it's a Met team. So don't go to the games to watch that. But over there at the whatever baseball field, if anything they do right, it's the food. Because they even got the Wildcat over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anything, you know, find a free ticket or something and be like, all right, I'm going to eat.
Today's school day over at the Met Stadium.
Oh, really?
Like a daytime game for the kids to go.
Oh, so there'll be some treats.
So there'll be some treats over there.
Yep.
Yeah, you take away the annoyingness of Jason Schmorl, and I actually do enjoy going to the Mets games.
Yeah.
Good, I can just skip
PR
him
stuff, good promotions.
Screaming into a microphone for 45 minutes.
Ooh.
Then I can. Yeah, you can't avoid that. He works that in as much as he can, but otherwise, I love the sport and I love the food.
Yep.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I think Sister is right. Everyone's seeing how successful the Savannah Bananas are being with their silliness.
Right.
Make baseball silly again.
The Mariners have always been on the one of the teams that will do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be more willing than almost anybody, I would imagine.
Okay. Syracuse. Yeah. Can I chuck things off of our broadcast tower with parachutes?
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to do that. Honestly.
Like, what would I chuck?
Hot dogs? We could probably
I want to chuck things off the
broadcast.
Probably
set that up. what we need to do is, if we need little parachutes, is just go buy
those little army guys.
Yep.
The gumball machines. And you got little mini parachutes.
I'm sure the dollar stores all still sell them.
Chucking out little parachute foods.
Or you should just.
What?
You should just do that anyway. Inconvenient stuff.
Just chuck out
like
things.
I don't even know. You can get like a bunch of little ice cream cones from that ice cream shaped stand and be like, oh, it's ice creams. And you start tossing ice cream cones down off of the.
Can we do a thing? All right, I hope Boss Lady's not listening yet. Can we do a thing where we go buy a few of those Dirty Dogs confetti cannons and just shoot them randomly at people?
Oh, I assume.
From the broadcast tower?
Yeah. We might have to do an appearance.
I'm not as the dogs. I'm just saying
just
you and me.
Funsies? Okay.
Go buy a few of those confetti cannons that we used as the dogs, or the dogs used. Sorry, kayfabe.
Yeah.
And just at random times be like,
Texas A&M!
Yes.
Not into it. Not into it. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This Saturday.
It's not going to suck?
No. It's not going to suck. Impress it's not going to suckle, if you will.
Impress not.
And then the ladies doing a thing. I can't even tell you. Leavey Wonders. We will be live at noon on our Twitch channel. Want you to come hang with us. Lots going on that day today. Saturday at noon. Ribbon cutting. Grand opening ceremony.
Oh.
Just Joseph playing it too.
Oh.
Very piano-y.
A lot.
Our friends from 1UP Wrestling coming down. There's going to be a food truck.
Okay.
You and I will be there at noon, which is kind of a downer. It kind of takes away from the event.
Yeah,
but
that's the
least other
fun.
Stuff, the other stuff, very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't brought this story up yet because I knew it was going to get shut down, and I wanted to wait till it got shut down.
Okay.
You probably haven't heard of the portal, right? Or are you aware of the portal, the art installation?
Oh,
did you see this?
Yes.
For those of you not aware of the portal.
It's a cool gimmick, but
you put it in the two worst places to put it.
But it's also just a couple cameras.
So they put an art installation in New York City and in Dublin.
Mm.
Two places very well known for having chill people walking the streets.
Both, just the most
calm,
relaxed, non-aggressive,
not crazy,
totally sane,
probably intoxicated at all,
not drunk at all.
No. So it's a big video screen in a circle, and it has a camera at both sides. That's literally all it is.
So if
Cody was in Dublin, he could go to the portal, and I'd be in New York, and I'd go to the portal, and we wave at each other. Well, it took about 24 hours until 9/11 photos were put up on it.
Oh.
Porno was put up on it. Blacked.com was featured on it.
I don't want to know what that is.
It's a lot.
Yeah, no thanks.
And they had to shut it down, obviously.
Yeah.
Because you did a stupid thing. Now, honestly, what's the worst that happens, really? I mean, it's not like it's broadcasting to the world.
If anything, it should have just been raised up real high so you could see each other's city.
You know what I mean? That might have been better than have me being able to get up to the camera.
Then if someone's like, from down here, it's middle finger, who cares? Instead of being able to, what do you say, hold up pictures?
Well, yeah, because, like, the camera, you guys all have laptops. The camera's on top of the screen.
Yeah.
Same with this portal. It's on top of the screen. So people are bringing up photos of 9/11 on their phone, holding them up to the camera, so then in Dublin, they're just seeing 9/11. Or in Dublin, they're seeing a sex scene. Or people who have been flashing themselves.
Yeah, people just can't. They're no chill.
People are going to people.
See, boobs and stuff, fine, whatever, ha, ha, ha. But, yeah, that 9/11 stuff, come on.
The live stream has now been paused as they're implementing changes to address inappropriate behavior. You're not going to stop it.
Yeah, if it's there, then it's going to happen. You're going to be, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I could not have.
Well, if you would have told me no.
You didn't say, I can't do that.
I didn't know.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Someone told me I would have not have done it. I would not have shown my genitalia.
I really can't think of two more raucous cities to pick to put a live video feed in than Manhattan,
right?
And Dublin,
unless it was like Vegas and some crazy place in like Thailand.
Sure,
or something.
Right.
But as far as just regular debauchery goes,
it's just
those
a situation.
Are two pretty rambunctious ass towns.
It's just a situation where I wonder how did nobody stop this? Nobody was like, I don't know, guys, this might not work out well. It just seems like there was no checks and balances.
Or there was, and now that person is sitting in his office waiting for them on Monday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Told you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on in.
Right.
So what do you want? What's up? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you want to pause the live streams. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because people showing their boobs.
Or it's doing exactly what they want to do, and it got all this attention because people are talking about it.
Yes, but I don't know who did it. So
I don't know who did it.
I don't think it was going to work for that. Like, if it was supposed to be the Walmart portal.
I don't know. I don't know what the portal point is.
Like, who made it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All I have is art installation.
Yeah.
And even if I knew who did it.
I know that guy. He's a good dude. Mr. Insulation?
We have seen families and friends unite, dancing moves being shared, as well as new friendships being made, and a successful marriage proposal.
Shut up, nerds.
Nerds. A number of drunken Dubliners. Drunkliners.
Drubliners. Yeah, that's good. I like
have
it.
Have been seen standing in front of the portal, doing cocaine, also sharing 9/11 photos.
I mean, come on, dude. What the hell? People just have no chill. But
Ava Louise was in the New York City one.
Oh, no.
Said she felt the people of Dublin deserved to see her two New York grown potatoes. So she flashed her breasts.
Would this really be different anywhere, though?
No, I don't know if it
if
would.
If you put it.
You put it downtown Syracuse, I'm showing my boobs.
And yeah. Somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's going to do something.
Yeah.
But
they're calling it the New York City to Dublin portal of hell, as it is now. It took a week for this to happen. It honestly took a day. It got shut down in a week. It took a day. The day they turned this on, people were doing this.
Now that we're talking about it, I never knew what people were talking about, but I have heard about it literally since day one.
Yeah.
I heard somebody saying, you hear about that portal that popped up in New York City? People are just going to be, I heard people are going to just be doing sex in front of it.
And they are.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't know what the portal is. Or I thought it was at first like, people thought they actually saw like a portal.
No, it's a Zoom call. I mean? It's essentially a Zoom call.
It's all it is. A cool circle.
Glorified Zoom call.
Looking thing.
Yeah. 315-364-109. Yeah, put it in Westmoreland.
I don't know where that is because you're not saying town right. So,
Westmoreland.
West Borland of Limp Bizkit, former K-Rockathon artist.
Yes.
So is 3 Days Grace.
Centro is hiring drivers and mechanics to keep its buses moving. Here's what we have to offer.
Our new starting rate is $27 an hour.
Health insurance for my entire family is just a little over $100 a week, and the dental insurance is free.
Centro offers a set schedule, and in the transit industry, that's a big deal.
And you can earn extra money working nights and weekends.
And we have many opportunities for overtime.
I put an 8% of my salary into a retirement account, and Centro matches every penny.
Come join us.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad/studies.
Saturday at noon, we will be live at Leafy Wonders in Fulton for their grand opening ribbon cutting at noon. And come experience the wonders at Leafy Wonders, Fulton. Grand opening at noon. We'll be there. Just Joe's playing the piano around 2. Our friends from 1UP Wrestling, they've got a wrestling show in town that same day. They're going to come down, hype that up, give away some tickets. All of that kicks off at noon. Leafy Wonders in Fulton across from Wheel Away Motorsports. So, you're asking, are Mexican tacos considered sandwiches? Well, the reason this had to go in front of a judge is because there was a strip mall in Indiana. And I guess the rules of strip malls are of so that you can't have a restaurant in this strip mall, but you can offer made-to-order sandwiches or sub-style sandwiches. So you can put a Subway in there. They're fine with that. But no, like, sit-down restaurants. Okay.
So if you want to walk away, then fine. Have a little snacky snack. But if you're going to linger,
right?
Mr. Man.
So this guy, Martin Quintana, attempted to open his taco shop in this strip mall.
Okay.
Strip mall said no.
Yeah, because them's the rules.
Rules are you can't open a taco shop here.
No, you cannot.
Because this is only for sandwiches or sub-style sandwiches.
Yep.
He said, well, taco's a sandwich.
No.
Brought to the judge.
Judge
determined
nah.
that tacos and burritos are Mexican-style sandwiches and could be sold in all this strip mall.
If it lets the guy have a business, I'm all for it.
Sure.
But I am going to disagree.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You disagree?
So let's open up the lines. Do we debate this? Is the judge right or wrong? Are they Mexican style sandwiches?
No. I mean, that's almost. It's. I don't know. I feel like they might have things that are sandwiches, you know, in Mexico and other places. It almost feels like it's not, but it like a little bit racist.
Why?
No, that's just a Mexican sandwich.
Yeah, what
it's a
is
taco
this?
Burrito? That's their Mexican sandwich. Sushi? That's their Chinese sandwiches. What? You know what I mean?
What? First of all, break down your food cube because this always blows people's minds.
Yeah.
Is that what? A food cube is.
It's there's
a
only,
four-sided
there's six.
Cube. There's six.
There's six. Toast, sandwich, taco, sushi, super salad, or calzone.
Okay.
That's it. And everything fits in there.
Everything fits into the food cube. Every piece of food.
And it really does.
And it is. It's a science that'll blow your mind.
Learned on LunchBots.
But I guess that means that somebody in the Twitch chat said it. If a taco is
a sandwich. It's on its own,
right. Would that mean that cereal is soup? Like if we're going to blur the lines here?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
There's no line to be blurred.
Ravioli is a calzone?
Ravioli is calzone.
Okay.
Pierogi's calzone.
Yeah, I'm with you. If it lets the guy run his business, go for it. If it's a loophole that he found, good.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
But I don't know if I agree that they're Mexican sandwiches.
No, it just sounds like some guy in Mexico eating a sandwich right now being like, no, this is my
Mexican Hambo sandwich. Said it. They definitely have sandwiches down there. Tortas?
Yeah.
Papuzas? I don't know how to say that.
But, it, right, just...
What's their bread? What's a Mexican bread they
use? That's their tortilla.
Quesadilla's a sandwich.
Probably just bread.
But do they have like a special bread?
It depends on the sandwich. I don't think so. Like if you're having a certain sandwich, I don't think they use anything crazy. Maybe they prefer a certain style.
Yeah, it looks like they got special rolls.
Over, you know, others like how...
Mexican sweet bread, pan dulce.
Yeah, it looks like I'm sure there's different varieties of things.
I'd put some turkey and roast beef on those right now.
I just like how convenient the cube thing is. I know obviously the argument is that I make is... asinine and ridiculous, but it's very easy.
What?
Because they all fit into these things.
Everything fits into the food cube.
Yeah.
Every item of food we can tell you fits into the food cube.
You just have to search and figure out which it is.
One side would be toast.
Yep.
Two sides would be a sandwich.
Yep.
Three sides would be a taco.
Yep.
Four sides would be a calzone.
Sushi.
Sushi.
Yep.
Five sides is a bowl, which means you got super cereal in there.
And then...
all sides is a calzone, a ravioli, something like that. It's food cube.
Ravioli is a calzone.
Science.
This is a band.
The Sweetgrass K-Rock Athon Reboot, ooh. Saturday, ooh. July 27th. Tickets on sale now, just $49.50 or upgrade to that OG pass. So many extras included in that OG pass. Included tent, free water, seats, dedicated bar,
I forgot
bathrooms.
How fun it was to have people that haven't talked to you in forever randomly hit you up for K-Rockathon tickets.
Really?
I forgot about that aspect of it.
Wow.
The people that you haven't talked to in forever.
Yo, dude, what's up, man? Awesome. Heard to bring K-Rockathon back. Yo, like, hold on. Can you get some tickets? Or, like, how am I go about that?
And then you reply, broke-ass bitch. $49.50, guys.
That's
come on. Yeah, there's the link for tickets. $50.
There.
$49.50. Nobody ever hits me up for that. I get hit up with the most annoying DMs.
Yeah.
That just send me into a rage. Not going to get into it, but Cody witnessed it yesterday. People who are just like, bro, call me. I got something.
Yo.
Bro, give me a call.
What?
Give you a, for what? So
right?
You can then try to get on this show to promote whatever you want to promote? Why would I call? I don't call my mother.
That's
not
what I
calling
laughed.
You, random person who I don't know.
No, call me
no,
so
no,
I can,
dude,
push,
dude,
so I can push my thing.
Yeah, I got, no, let me come on your show and promote this. Call me. Get aft, man. I'm not calling people.
I do always like that.
I get those all of the time. Where dude.
You're hard up for stuff.
Like you're you're helping me out? We got it covered in here, man.
Our
we
genitals.
Got it covered.
Look at your mom. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't call my mom. I don't call anybody. Let me tell you the last time I made a phone call. Let me see.
I'll make them.
Last time, recents, I called my wife last Thursday. Before that, my last phone call was May 3rd to my wife.
There you go.
That same day, I talked to Mr. Krabs.
Okay.
And that's been it, dude. And then before that, I called Dragon City back in April.
Nice.
To get Chinese food. Like, I've made less than 5 phone calls.
Nothing matter with that. Yeah.
I'm not calling anybody.
No. You might want to come on, call me.
Hold on.
Georgia State University has to apologize to a lot of people.
They're sorry.
Because they accidentally sent out a congratulations, you've been accepted email. To about 1,500 kids who were not accepted.
And they are now.
They are now, Georgia State. Hate to break to you.
But that's how that works.
Are they dogs?
I don't know. That's different. Georgia is. Georgia State, I don't know. But that sucks. Because
that sucks.
Anybody else that, if we, when we make mistakes and regular people make mistakes, it's not just,
Never mind.
Sorry, nothing.
Sorry.
There's consequences. Sorry, now you have 1,500 extra students you have to figure out.
Georgia State University mistakenly sent out about 1,500 welcome emails for the upcoming school year.
Oh, if it was just welcome emails.
The school realized the error and sent out the retractions. The follow-up notice explains what happens, I guess, whatever. I never received a single acceptance letter from any college.
It was just a Spiegel being like, balls, you got it.
So I don't even know what that's like. Did you get accepted to colleges?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Congrats. You.
What college did you get accepted to?
Oswego, I think Kaz.
Ooh.
I don't remember if any other ones. But yeah, there's like, hey, get ready to be in debt for your entire life.
Yeah, that was fun, huh?
Because that's the last phone call I made was yesterday.
Was Navient? I was thinking about Navient yesterday driving around. There's got to be a way to get you out of that. There's got to be a loophole or a law or something we can do. There's just got to be.
No, there's a good amount of us are getting them taken care of, but there's still the
You're the outlier. You're getting screwed over, and I want to know what there's got to be a loophole somewhere.
It's unreal.
We just got to find it.
It's absolutely unreal. I've paid my debt to society.
He's paid his literal debt. You've made your money back, plus a lot.
Yeah.
No, I never got a single acceptance letter.
I'm sorry.
But listen, if I can be a beacon of light here for fellow dum-dums in high school right now.
Yeah.
I was a big old dum-dum. Look at me. I'm doing all right.
Look at him now.
I'm doing all right.
He can say wiener and butt on the radio if he wants.
I got a pretty good life, and I'm as dumb as a bag of hammers. So you guys.
Hey, hammers are.
Please, hammer, don't hurt him.
I mean, they're. Got some pumps and a bump.
So if you're sitting in school right now and you're like, nobody, no college is accepting me, you find your way, bud. Don't worry about it. I did.
College is not
you'll find
the
your
end
way.
All be all, without a doubt.
You'll find your way.
Yes.
Join me tonight at 8 o'clock on Twitch for Whiskey Wednesday, presented by Sharky's of Liverpool. You can drink what I drink every Wednesday at Sharky's from 6 to 8. They are offering free whiskey samples for their Whiskey Wednesday celebration. Tonight, you can drink Maker's 46. It's what I featured last week. A little higher end for you Maker's Mark fans out there. You want to give that a shot today from 6 to 8. Also, they got whiskey flights available. A lot of great stuff happening over at Sharky's. Rob Bass, 2 weeks from now.
That's crazy.
Which is incredible. If you're a Rob Bass fan, get those tickets now, June 1st.
A wild night.
I got to ask your opinion on something.
Okay.
Wife and I have been having very serious conversations about a change we're thinking about making.
And yes, I will be the third.
Okay, thank you. Thank God. All right, fine. Let's mix it up a little bit.
Might as well.
We've realized that back when our kids were babies, you've seen my living room, we have that sectional couch.
Okay.
It's on one wall, and then it goes to the other wall, because when the kids were little, they would sit up there with us, and we'd all sit together. And
yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They're teens. They're up in their room. They're living their own lives.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you your opinion, because you do this. We are considering, and it's kind of like an old man move, but not really, shifting from sectional couch to love seat to recliners.
Ooh, wow.
What are your thoughts?
I personally really like a sectional.
Okay.
I'm a big sectional guy.
For what reason?
I like that middle part.
The corner?
Yeah, like that, where just that big middle, because it's almost like a bed, but not a bed.
Okay.
So you can get yourself all comfy up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see the benefit of having a couple recliners as well.
I'm asking the show fam, those of you who have gone to the recliner, pros and cons. I want to hear them.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I don't know how much room you got, but you're having the two recliners, I would have a couch. Love seat.
Sure.
Is now,
no, you're right. Yeah.
Only because now you have removed the option of ever napping on a couch ever again.
Which I love a couch nap.
It's, all right. Yeah. Because
what about this?
You got it.
Sectional with one end that has the recliner.
That's what I was just going to say. The move is you get the sectional, but then the one end is a recliner, or even that go full bore and have a couch or whatever, but then you and the wife get that sick-ass dual recliner thing where, like,
oh,
the middle
with, like,
is like
cup holders and stuff?
You know
Ooh.
What I mean? She can have her whatnots on one side, so, you know, you're not touching any of her stuff.
Because the couch we have now, because here's what we've done. Our whole life, we go to, and I'll give them a free shout-out because I've always got good furniture from there. We'll go to that Raymore & Flanigan Clearance Center.
Yeah.
Because we've got animals, we've got kids.
Yeah.
So we'll go over there and just buy a cheap sectional, whatever they got on clearance.
Yep.
And this one we have now, we've had for several years. It's been beat up by the animals.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, do we get another sectional or do we do the old person move and just get a couple matching chairs and a couch?
I mean.
But I do like the idea of sectional with. My wife likes to put her feet up. I like to put my feet up.
Yeah.
And the couch we have now is not a functional one.
No.
So it's either a couch with ottoman.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could get the ottomans as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sectional with recliner.
But when you think of your home,
yeah,
you have both.
Yeah.
What do you spend more time on, your chair or your couch?
Oh, the couch. I would get rid of the recliner today if I could, but that's I would sit in it. I don't like the position that it's in the apartment.
Okay.
It's not in an optimal viewing spot.
Okay.
There's been times where I have dragged it right in front of the TV. When I want to have a crazy experience, because it's like real close.
Yeah,
and
I do like
right
that
there.
Option, yeah.
I've done that, but that's not worth anything. Mm-hmm. I would throw mine away, but I'm of a weird, situation. I just, I don't like the way it sits.
Where it is, right. But it's not
I
the
would
seating.
Say
it's not that you like it to comfort. You like to
oh,
be comfortable.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's nice and comfortable. But again, though, got to remember, it's, for me, you can nap in a chair.
But it's not the same.
It's you can't do that flip your ass over when you're tired and go, all right, I'm going to bury myself into the corner of this couch.
It's not the same.
Well,
I think you're right. I think the hack is going to be the couches with the recliner built in.
You should look at that thing Ben has.
Who?
Those. What's it called? I don't even. Damn it. No, I can't remember the name of it. Is that what it's called?
Those are like $20,000.
Oh, are they? Oh, jeez. Where they build them around.
Yeah, those are like. I thought the same thing as you did.
Oh, really?
Unless they're an advertiser, in which case they're great.
But no,
dude,
no,
they have
awesome,
they have a display at the mall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. You can move the things around. It's like as much as a car. I'm like, what are you doing? What, I thought you were just a couch.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Are you going to fillet me while I'm on this? Like, what am I getting for this money?
I think if you have one of those, you get that on there because the person you're bringing into the living room, even if it's your wife, is like, oh my God, look at that.
Yeah.
I got it. Ponytail.
Sorry, Ben Riley. I don't make Lovesack money.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. I make Raymore & Flanigan Clearance Center money.
I'm gonna have Ben adopt me.
Well, and what will end up being very creepy, but it's inevitable. You can now start creating your AI. Oh Jesus, your AI self to leave behind after you die. I've lost grandparents.
What?
I don't need them to be reanimated on a screen for me.
Like a hologram, like Tupac?
Yeah, there's a guy, this guy in Germany is doing it. He has terminal cancer. He knows that he will be dying. So he is now training his AI to speak like him, act like him, interact with his family, answer questions about the family after he's gone. The company is called Eternos, and it creates an AI double of you.
This kind of sounds crazy. Cool.
What are the pros and cons? Like, the pros are like it's a photo album, but way cooler.
That's kind of what I was looking at it as, a neat little photo album of, hey, Dad, remember that time we went to?
Right.
On the plane to wherever that? Hey, actually, I do. When we went on the plane that Christmas time.
Yeah.
Done. You know what I mean?
Like
that seems kind of neat. And then like an actual picture of him comes up.
I miss my nanny. She was a sweet, sweet woman.
He loves his family.
I love my
Guys,
family.
He loves his family.
I miss my nanny a lot. I drove by their house yesterday, actually. But I miss my nanny.
Yeah.
But I also recognize I don't need to talk to her all the time.
No.
When she was alive, she was a lot.
But that that would be cool. I feel like we've almost talked about this before because what I'm about to say.
What?
It would be cool for you to be like, hey, Nanny, what's that recipe of that sauce that you made for that? And then the screen.
And if it knew, that'd be
cool.
Hey,
Joshy.
Well, Josh Bashy.
Here's the recipe for that sauce. Yeah. And then she tells you the sauce.
Electric says Black Mirror did an episode about that.
But without all the terrible parts of Black Mirror.
I didn't watch the show, but I know they've done a lot of this stuff.
Messed up.
Yeah, I can see pros and cons. Like, I never got to really have a relationship with my grandfather before he died. Like, he died when I was still in high school.
Yeah.
And he was sick for a lot of that. So it's like, I never really got to see him. So a reanimated version of it. But I also would only have like 2 or 3 questions. And then you can go back to.
So it almost could be like an Alexa.
Yeah. Yeah. Melfire says she'd love to hear her dad's voice again. Yeah. It'd be cool,
yeah.
But it's also not his voice. It's AI mimicking his voice.
That's true. I had a voicemail from my dad for a while on my old phones, but the phone's gone. So
I probably have voicemails from my nanny somewhere, unless those auto-delete. But
yeah, I don't know.
But if I could find my college answering machine, she'd be on there.
But I guess with all AI, that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be what we hear, that person's voice, but. Not simulated, that's not the word, but simulated.
Well, that's what Neuralink is supposed to be, like, that implant.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, like, it's supposed to basically be a hard drive of you, and then when you die, your Neuralink exists. So, in theory, you could technically implant that Neuralink into a new flesh suit, and maybe it's you. I don't know. I'm not high enough for this. I don't know.
That sounds like the weird version of when they're cloning sheep. So, it's like, all right, I'm going to stick this chip into my dog. That way, when my dog dies, I can pop this chip out and then stick it into another dog, and then I can have my dog again.
There's people that do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like what they were doing, like they do with animals and the sheep and stuff.
There's people that will just will clone their dog forever and just keep bringing a new one back.
Doesn't that lady do that?
Who does? We talked about that.
Some crazy old lady somewhere. I don't think she's famous, but.
No, but she does that. She would clone her dog so that she never lost her dog. Right. Which, that, I mean, just go to therapy for like a little bit to figure out what's going on with there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mama Dune says she can find voicemails from her. I have one from my mom from 6 years ago. All right, cool.
Yeah, mine was, it wasn't the voicemail itself. I did something after he died where I like recorded it into a file there. Gotcha.
Or after he's dead and we're sitting here on the air and he freaking calls your phone somehow. And that's the freakiest thing that I've ever seen.
That still was weird. I mean, we know what happened, but still.
Jesus Christ.
Still.
You'll see these guys at the K-Rockathon Reboot Sweetgrass. K-Rockathon Reboot, Saturday, July 27th. Tickets on sale right now, just $49.50.
Boom.
Under $50 for a festival. I got to see where you stand on this because I don't love it. We both love Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut brings in some good things sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes not so good things. # bring back them Cheez-Its.
Yup.
You see their new announcement?
Depends.
The cheeseburger melt?
Mmm.
See a photo of it?
I didn't, but I'm already out.
Why?
I don't like cheeseburger things that are not burgers. I don't like cheeseburger pizza, burger pizza, I've had it. I don't like that type stuff. I don't, I just don't like.
I used to love cheeseburger pizza, but like from Domino's.
No.
This is the Pizza Hut cheeseburger melt, a Parmesan crusted thin crust melt.
Okay.
Folded and loaded with beef.
Yeah, see, like that? No.
Applewood smoked bacon, onions, mozzarella, and cheddar. They do not come on a traditional bun. Goodbye to soggy bun burger delivers.
Is that a sandwich?
That's a question. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know. That's like what I'm talking about.
I don't want onions.
Because I'm sure it's probably good. And if a restaurant did it, it'd be good. But I see that on a menu at a restaurant even. And I'm like, no, I just don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about me personally. But it looks fine. But eh.
Yeah, and I'm with Posty. French fries at a Pizza Hut. I mean, I guess it's just fryer oil, so what
that'd
it is, but I wonder how their fries are.
Do they have a deep fryer at Pizza Hut?
Yeah, they got chicken, the wings.
I didn't know if those were deep fried or not. You never know with if it was just oven, because I know, like,
yeah, maybe.
Is it like Domino's or...
Well, however they make those is how they're going to make these fries. That's all I know.
Because I did see their, I don't know if it was an announcement, but that new, the deal they're running with, like, the box, like, you see the box that that's in?
Yeah.
Where you can get things, because, again, everyone's kind of being like, oh, you guys don't buy fast food because you're rich?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're realizing things are too expensive.
So they're making, like, here's some, like, boneless wings and a personal pan pizza, or here's, like, a melt and a personal pan pizza. I like that.
They're called the My Hut Box.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they start at $6.99
because that's like a just grab a little something.
Yeah, like that's a good lunch right there,
right?
If I passed a pizza on my way home, I would grab that for lunch.
That's what I'm saying. That one in East Syracuse ain't that far away.
Nah. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. You want to jump in there? Don't forget Saturday at noon.
What?
Cody and I'll be live at Leafy Wonders in Fulton for their grand opening noon on Saturday.
I'm excited. I've never been there myself.
To Leafy Wonders?
Yeah, I'm going
to
get a tour.
I have not been inside Leafy Wonders. I've driven by it several times, and they're always busy and getting ready for this grand opening, but I'm excited to see the insides. I've only seen photos.
I can't wait to walk around like this. Oh.
Now, what is this? Oh, wow. I don't know if they got it, but I know that one of the owners was like, wants to put a waterfall in there, which would be cool as hell.
I like that. I'm going to do that. Yeah, that'd be awesome as hell.
Come see us. Please come see us Saturday at noon. Come on, you will.
Come on.
Today is the 6-year anniversary of the time Cody waxed Just Joe's tank. Just Joe will be at the Leafy Wonders grand opening this Saturday, if you want to remind him about that. Ask him how his taint's doing.
I'll do it again.
He'll be playing the piano 2-4. Cody and I will be there at noon at Leafy Wonders opening Saturday in Fulton. They got food trucks. They got a lot of fun stuff going on. Great deals. And
I'm excited.
Just Joe. As well as our friends from 1UP Wrestling stopping by doing ticket giveaways.
This the fray
format. All right, want to play a quick game?
Yes.
Oh, I got to do the clap part.
I don't know this song.
Want to play a game? One of my favorite YouTube channels, There I Ruined It. They do a lot of fun mashups and stuff.
Okay.
But they released a video yesterday.
Yep.
And it's just called Singers Falling Down the Stairs. I'm going to play a clip.
Okay.
You try to tell me who the singer was that was falling down the stairs.
All right.
Okay?
Here we go. I'm ready.
There are a couple easy ones, but some might not be great. All right, one more time, for those of you who are not sure, playing at home. Singers falling down the stairs. Place your guts.
Corey Feldman.
Ah, no.
Michael Jackson.
All right.
That's really funny.
Next singer falling down the stairs.
Oh!
All right, one more time. For those of you just tuning in. Who is that, Cody?
It's James Brown, right?
No.
Or is it Prince?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
Diamond Dave.
Oh.
David Lee Roth.
Oh, okay.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah, I thought it was James Brown.
Next singer.
What? Play it again.
I don't know who this is, but
what? Camila Cabello?
No, someone named Cupcake. I don't know who Cupcake is. Is
Cupcake?
That a rapper?
I don't know.
Female rapper named Cupcake.
But just like, I don't know. Just maybe I'll hear it if I hear one more time.
Like
I'll hear
a
Cupcake
for like a joke. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, right. Let me just.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Next singer.
Oh, went down, I fell.
One more time.
That's good, Johnny Cash.
Oh, went down, I fell.
Okay, Johnny Cash.
That's pretty good, man. These are funny.
These are singers falling down the stairs.
That's funny.
Cody doing pretty good, except for Cupcake and David Lee Roth.
Yeah, I didn't, yeah.
That's the giveaway at the end.
That's the easy one.
Okay, who is it?
Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to call him Freddie Prince.
Mama!
Okay, Freddie Mercury falling down the stairs.
Without that?
You wouldn't have known.
I was going to say, like, The Weeknd or something.
Okay, all right. Singers falling down the stairs, according to There I Ruined It. I don't believe there's any cursing in this, but if there's, I will.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
Next singer.
Ooh, 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 yeah, Lord have mercy.
Any cursing?
But no, no, I was just saying that in general. Don't,
oh,
that has nothing to do with the singer.
Because that I was assuming that's Elvis.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
right?
Yeah,
no, he's not saying anything.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's Elvis.
Or. Huh? Uncle Jesse.
Or Uncle Jesse,
he
of course.
He did say, Lord have mercy.
He didn't say
anything. That is a Uncle Jesse quote.
Mm-hmm. Could be the Rippers. Next singer.
What?
I mean, I want to say from the first one, Whitney Houston, but it doesn't. The rest of them don't sound like
correct,
it.
Whitney
is
Houston,
it?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct, Whitney
okay.
Houston. Singer's falling down the stairs.
Yeah, the cupcake one again.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you that.
Yeah, I'm falling.
Listen to that last one.
Is it Tom Petty?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I'm falling.
Yes. Yes. Tom Petty. Two more. Nice. Singer's falling down the stairs.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, last one.
Now that's Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Steven Tyler. And now, all of them at the same time.
Really?
So, now we know who Cupcake is.
Goodness gracious.
Holy cow.
She freaking.
Do I need to go to church after watching that video? That was a sick video.
I done sinned.
I don't know who Cupcake is.
No, I don't.
But she's extremely talented, and I really enjoyed that beat.
That's cool. I like stuff like that. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be listening to it all the damn time, but it's cool to hear things like that, to know they're out there in the world that way. When it inevitably, maybe not her, but it pops up on like the state fairs thing. You don't have 10,000 boomers.
Yeah, right.
Never. Because, you know, Google exists and we took advantage of it.
My favorite thing about those comments is people seem to think that their only things in their universe exist. That there's no other music that exists or no other people that enjoy things that maybe you don't enjoy.
Or because you'd never heard of them.
They can't play the fair.
They are nobodies at nothing.
Yeah.
And the free show they are putting on for you or people around you that has nothing to do with you is impacting you.
Because they're not one of the 15 songs on your local towny bar touch tunes. You don't know who they are. They don't have
Hey, you damn right.
Who?
You damn right.
Who?
I'll tell you right now.
Well, everybody at the K-Rockathon reboot, you'll know who they are. See how I tied that in?
I like that.
Sweetgrass.
Get a boot in the ass.
K-Rockathon reboot Saturday, July 27th. Tickets on sale right now, $49.50. Or you can upgrade to the OG Pass. Puddle of Mud. Hooba Stank, Non-Point, Stabbing Westward, Boy Hits Car, and Brand New Sin, all performing. Lots at 10 a.m., gates at 11 a.m., music at noon. We wrap at 8:30, baby. We're getting home.
Right.
We're getting home, putting our comfy clothes on, okay? Because we all know how good that shower is going to be.
Yep.
And you go, here's how, okay, now I'm fucking sound like an old man real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. K-Rockathon reboot. The day is going to be fine. I'm going to have, waiting for me to get home, clean sheets on the bed.
Okay.
Clean underpants, clean sweatpants, clean t-shirt.
Okay.
So when I get home, I can shower, put on clean clothes.
Yeah.
Lay in a clean bed and just soak in the day. It's a mess.
And I was thinking, yesterday, I got my wheel spinning that when I asked if we could not have a yellow or orange shirt.
Right.
As soon as, I'm assuming the logo that we have now is going to be on the shirt.
Sure.
So what I need to do immediately is get a tank top and have you...
Cricket it?
Tank,
I can cricket
tank
it.
Tank top us some shirts, because I think I need to get you on board with that for this summer.
For what, tank tops?
For wearing K-Rock tank tops at our things instead of having to wear our black.
I just have old man arms, and I'm conscious of that.
I'm going to break you that with your all arms right. and your leg thing. You're going to be wearing nice shorts and tank tops, because, again... I got the hairiest back and everything ever,
yeah,
and I got stubby little legs and stubby little arms.
No, your body is more proportional, if that makes sense. I don't have proportional limbs.
That's okay, you're tall, so it's fine.
I have weird length, like weird old man arms.
You got long arms.
My legs are weird and long.
You could dunk,
I'll get into
it. You could dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what's going to win you over is... Taste of Syracuse.
Because I do wear them at home. I wear tank tops. Yeah, oh, I just don't go
true.
Out
it's
and about.
Like you don't. Yeah. But what will win you over is being up on that thing.
Broadcast
the
tower.
Broadcast tower when it's 80 and that sun is right down on us.
And my pits are breathing.
Having a nice tank top and little short shorts.
Okay.
Just swaying in the breeze.
You can convince me of that.
It's nice.
You can convince me of that. 315-364-109.
And maybe,
hit us up at the K-Rock text line.
And maybe other people will be able to get shirts of K-Rockathon at K-Rockathon from what I've been piecing together, people are saying, right?
Yeah.
We might have K-Rockathon shirts available.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a Sweetgrass event, so you know what I'll be using.
Suntan lotion. Or sunscreen.
Are they doing something for the Purple Rain anniversary? Because they keep teasing it. And I love that album so much. It turns 40 years old.
When?
June 25th. So, like, in a month.
Okay.
The anniversary of Prince's Purple Rain?
Let's see. I'm not seeing anything.
One of the most iconic clips anywhere is the Syracuse University performance of Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
But I digress. They keep talking about Purple Rain on TV. I want to know if I'm missing something.
Rain 40th celebration.
I don't see anything, right? Just that it turns 40?
There's places are going to be showing...
Oh, the movie?
And stuff like that, but I don't...
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a huge party June 7th and 8th.
Okay. Well, we're busy. June 7th and 8th. Okay. I'll be listening to the Purple Rain. Maybe one of the bands that's at the...
It's not anything.
Taste of Syracuse to do some Purple Rain.
You could probably convince
somebody will do
anybody
it, right?
to...
Well,
looking at the schedule, is Just Joe not starting it? Did I miss something?
I don't know. He always is at noon.
That's what I thought. I don't think I saw... Unless I got to look again. I was going to say... Tell Just Joe to do it.
He's always at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So as long as we're talking entertainment, did anybody on... I need you to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody really like this Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse movie? Because they're making a sequel now.
I refuse to watch that. It looked dumb.
I need you to be honest with yourselves and honest with us.
I don't...
Did you like it?
Conor McGregor is not a actor, so I don't want him in it. Right, isn't that the guy that was in it? The other guy?
I haven't watched it.
No, I don't have.
I haven't watched it.
I love Patrick Swayze. That's not even being a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Patrick Swayze is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Roadhouse sucks.
Yeah. Mixed reactions. Half of you said it was great. Your mother said it was sad and depressing. Ben Reilly said it was awful.
Because it's not, it's, the first one isn't really anything. It is what it is because it's, you know, Patrick Swayze, but that's not even that good a movie. He literally roundhouse kicks a bunch of people over and over and over.
It has been watched by more than 80 million people.
Holy.
In the last month. It debuted a month ago.
What's it on, though? Isn't it on a thing? Isn't it that wide?
Is it Amazon? Well, I don't know where it is, but whatever. They announced a sequel because it's so successful.
Jeez. But does that mean when they say something like that, 80 million, it's on Amazon?
Yeah.
Is that just like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, all the way through, like, people, 80 million people watch this thing. Or do they just count anybody that is like...
Starts it and goes, no, thanks.
2 minutes. No.
They can probably
done,
do
and
that.
And then I go, no, that's a view. That's a view. You viewed it.
They'll
and then
know.
They count it in.
Like, they'll know the data, but they won't share that with the... They want it to sound like 80 million people watch the entirety of it.
Yeah.
They're also going to release a Legally Blonde prequel.
Okay.
That follows her through high school. Reese Witherspoon is on board for that.
I haven't watched it in forever and ever. The first one's funny.
It's funny.
First one's funny.
Very funny.
She does funny lawyer things as an airheady blonde.
It's
but
funny.
I don't know how much of the other ones I need. I don't know if I would even get any of the jokes in the prequel.
Nick Cage is doing a TV series based on the Marvel comic Noir, Spider-Man Noir, live action series.
Look at him with the comeback.
You think?
Good for him. I like it.
Hmm. I don't know. If you really enjoyed the new Roadhouse, I don't know if I'll ever give it a chance.
I don't.
But you got a sequel coming.
I don't have any need to.
If you're one of the 80 million, you know?
I'll be one of the...
Nope! Who?
I'll watch it as a last resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Whiskey Wednesday presented by Sharky's of Liverpool. Man. You can also enjoy some whiskey tonight at Sharky's. 6 to 8, they have Whiskey Wednesday. Sample tonight. Makers 46. High-end Maker's Mark option tonight for their Whiskey Wednesday. Step over to Sharky's after work tonight, Liverpool, 6 to 8.
I do like your pretty sick parent hack, though. I do like that.
I'm gonna go to my kid. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to put on some cupcake. And if they say who, then they pass. If they say what, I say, give me your phone.
No, no thanks.
Why do you know who cupcake is?
Oh, busted.
Why do you know who cupcake is? Give me your phone. Give me your phone.
So, like a pretzel.
Florida-based startup Space Perspective is building a restaurant in the stratosphere.
What?
I mean, rich people got to pay more taxes, I think. We got to tax more rich people, I think, guys. This is too much.
God. Yep.
Michelin star chef Ramus Monk will be crafting sky-high experiences.
Yes, Uncle Ramus. I know the sky-high experiences are great.
Oh, wait, is it Ramus or Rasmus? Whatever.
I like
He says
Ramus.
The menu will be inspired by space innovation and may incorporate glowing stars and edible space junk. One ticket, $495,000. What?
Because space junk, watch out. Cupcake will figure out.
Oh, she'll eat it.
Wait.
Don't you worry. Like she had the dentist. Like she at the dentist, okay?
Can't speak a sentence.
Can't speak a sentence.
Oh, man. Yeah, what does that guy, what's his specialty?
He's like a Michelin star chef, like, so my guess.
You know what I mean? Does he have like.
You pay $495,000, you get shot up into some stupid spacecraft.
Is it like French food, though?
And then it's going to be some stupid little French thing with like a leaf on it and a little sauce, and you're like, this isn't going to fill me up.
What's his name? Rasmus?
Rasmus Monk. R-A-S-M-U-S, Monk.
Monk.
He's a Michelin star chef.
Chef. Mm-hmm. Let me see here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can't just find like what he does or where. Oh, look, kind of looks
like nobody should just have a display. Like, nobody should be able to buy a ticket to a space restaurant, right?
No, that's wild.
Like, I ain't getting political, but if you've got an extra 500 grand to just do a little dinner, you've got too much money. You should be giving that to other people. What?
You look at the pictures?
No. What is it?
Let me show you.
I only saw the article.
Here's the first, like, from deep, like, out, further out.
Okay.
Look at what you're in.
Hate it.
Then look at the... Not that. Look at that.
So, for
the hell,
audio listeners, those of you not looking, it's like a giant air balloon.
No, man.
With like a pod?
Now I'm kind of in.
I'm absolutely not in. I
was about to say, that might be your worst nightmare right there. Other than the fact that it's over water at some point, probably.
Well, but the good news is that if you fell from that, you're not going to survive anything. So.
I was going to say, that's why the water part doesn't bother me. If I'm floating over the earth.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's looks like he is an inventive fella from going on his Instagram.
Like, I am not getting on a soapbox, but I'm with you, Michael. Think about all the money those people spent on that stupid sub that imploded.
No, I...
Like, feed hungry kids,
know,
for God's sakes, guys.
Because I didn't want to make it a pity party, but there's this guy doing this. But then yesterday, I'm on the phone with Navi explaining to them how my bills and everything add up to, like, hundreds more than I make.
Then,
they thought it another... this is now the second time they've been like, good news! You only owe us this much, a couple hundred a month, and it's that's not good news.
You're supposed to say, oh, okay, well, thank you for paying back your debt. Or,
thanks, you've done it, and sorry that we illegally only put your payments towards interest charges for the last 20 years, which is super legal, but it's okay because we aren't really federally regulated whatsoever at all.
Nothing seemed to happen.
But,
listen, man.
But, I mean, the restaurant looks cool. I mean, if they're like, well, I mean, you can go up in the air
and
a restaurant if you want.
It's just wild that I'll watch a family pushing an old stroller to Walmart to try to afford groceries for the week.
You watch a an old lady have to almost put something back at the dollar store the other day before the guy behind her was like, I will buy that
for you,
ma'am.
Meanwhile, there's people out there with $500,000 per plate to go to space.
But they work hard for that.
Hey, they pull themselves up by their bootstraps, all right?
I have shoes on.
Believe all the new game and you made me some money. Then I brought you on air, Lee Baldwin. Good morning, Lee Baldwin.
Good morning, guys.
DollarInvestmentClub.com. How does it work? Very simple. You sign up. You find a way to put some money aside every month, and Lee and the team takes care of the rest. And I was saying, Lee.
Pay yourself a bill.
Pay yourself a bill, but I was hearing you on another radio show.
What?
Lee Baldwin's a way bigger deal than we think.
I don't know about that guy.
Lee, how many employees do you have?
We have about 80 reps.
Whoa! Did you know that?
I did not.
This is a big deal to have him in this room with us.
Okay. We got like Leonardo DiCaprio's character from Wolf of Wall Street over here.
We're here talking to Lee Baldwin for years. I think it's Lee, obviously Alan. Maybe he's got a couple secretaries.
He's running a multi-location
operation.
Wow.
Yeah, Baldwin and Associates.
Baller.
Penn, you on the back there, Lee Baldwin.
And we know him.
We know him. He's on our show right now.
You guys are fired up today.
We are fired up. We're excited. you're a big success. You belittle that success by coming on this stupid show. You are actually a successful financial advisor. So let's talk money, shall we?
Yeah.
Millennials. What about them? Why are they in the
news? Well, just a couple in the news, and I thought it'd be interesting for listeners, but Roaring Kitty came back this week, so that...
Explain to people that he is not going to know what Roaring Kitty is.
So, listen to Cupcake.
Yeah. So, back in 2021, there was what they called the meme stocks,
right.
And people went crazy for GameStop. And AMC, the movie theater. So it's been kind of quiet. Maybe we're in a dull news cycle, but Keith Gill, I think is his name, and he was in that movie, right? The recent movie.
Yeah, I watched it.
So he put out a recommendation for GameStop. Went up like 150%.
And then it immediately dropped off, right?
It's actually still hanging in there a little bit. I mean, it's all happening right now. But it's
the headlines
like,
I saw, like, it's like lost billions or something for people, right? Isn't that what I saw?
Oh, yeah,
recently?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a story of buyer beware, right? It's it doesn't really follow what we do, but it just was all of a sudden it came back in the news.
It was kind of a perfect storm, wasn't it? Like it was the pandemic, people were home, this meme stock was an opportunity, people had extra money. They're looking at their phones or playing with Robin Hood or whatever.
They couldn't bet on sports, there was no sports, right? It was kind of the perfect storm for that. So that's kind of reared its kitty head again. And then Sam Bankman-Fried, the SBF, you know what happened to him.
Yeah.
He's 25 years in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they liquidated the assets of the company.
Sure.
And so he owed people $11 billion. When all said and done, they liquidated assets. And I read this in the Wall Street Journal. There was almost $15 billion.
Ooh.
So scratch your head on that, right? Like, just
so wait a minute.
Yeah. Wow.
Could he then technically say, I made you money?
It's just weird. That's all. Like, so you owe 11, it's worth 15. So
he made
financial
people money.
Frauds do not make money. Like, that's like, I don't think that's how it worked with Madoff or Ponzi
like
or any
of
them.
No. Like, if I'm his lawyer, I'd be like, excuse me. You liquidated the company and made a $4 billion profit.
Yeah.
It's just that's
why is he in jail?
We must be missing something in that story, but that's a headline. I'm like, scratch my head.
Yeah.
Another millennial.
And then you brought up inflation. That inflation number came out, but it's not as bad as we thought.
Yeah, 3.4 on the CPI. A little bit of a cooling off versus last month of March. So, you know, maybe that gives the Fed some ammunition to maybe lower rates later this year. But, you know, 1 month doesn't, you know, I think we're still feeling it. Like in the, particularly the middle class, we really feel that inflation right now, right?
Right.
I would think.
Well, I mean, it sucks for everybody. If you're rich, you're doing just fine no matter what happens. And if you're broke, you're broke.
Right.
Groceries cost what they cost. You're broke no matter what those prices are.
Right.
But it's the people in the middle who are just trying to, you know, maybe put some money aside or whatever you're trying to do, that's where it hits.
Right. And with stocks up close to 10% this year, so far, right? So if you do have investments, like the pain is a little less because mm-hmm. when you look at your statement, you feel better and you yeah. can kind of, so it's just my fear is that if this lingers on too long, you'll have a big rollover in our middle class, which is really important. And that could be bad for stocks.
Oh. Are you keeping an eye on like local companies? We keep seeing all these stories of local companies breaking ground in the area to kind of be servicing Micron when they finally
open
here.
I saw that headline in the Post Standard, some Taiwanese companies, right? So there's going to be a lot of offshoots from Micron. Micron's really good for the area. So,
sure. Yeah. Yes.
And if you throw billions of dollars at anything, like things will come out of that. So,
like, I think there's a lot of people who are very negative by nature, and they're like, oh, I'll believe it when I see it. Sure, we'll all believe it when we see it.
Right.
But wait, what's that again?
but I think that if all goes like we're being told it's going to go, it's like the biggest economic boost to Central New York in a century.
Right. That we've, yeah.
And it's a big deal, and it's going to help a lot of us.
It's one of the biggest ones ever out of Washington.
So yeah. And it's happening here in our area, which is amazing.
Right. So let's embrace it and and stay positive and keep innovating.
So, Lee Baldwin, I'll stop wasting your time. You're a very busy man. You're a very important man. It's always nice talking to you. DollarInvestmentClub.com. Like I say, you sign up, you pay a bill to yourself. $100, $150. Do like Cody and I do. You just put money aside. You don't think about it. And then every once in a while, you log in and you're very happy to see that number.
Yeah, I don't mind what I'm looking at right there.
Knock on wood. You're very happy to see that number. Lee Baldwin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Your 90s at 9 are presented by Guitar Lessons Inside Syracuse. If you're looking to learn guitar, never too late. Never too late. I try to get more serious about my guitar. I never pick it up, but I really want to. It's a fun hobby.
I'm going to try
guitar lessons inside Syracuse.
See if they can give me some mouth guitar lessons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. Maybe do a little more. Okay, thank you. Yep, okay, thank you for
good.
The notes. Thank you for the
notes. A little low there, a little low.
Guitar Lessons Inside Syracuse.com presents your 90s at 9. We will kick that off with a little Veruca Salt gaming stream. Obviously, double banger. Obviously, a medieval game. Obviously, a jousting game.
Obviously, a medieval game.
We will be playing Avalanche at Stars. I will be the Stars. Cody is the Avalanche this time.
Real life, this is almost over tonight, I think.
Is it?
It's
what's
3-1. And I forget the what exactly is going on, but one of the stars of the Avalanche is suspended for 6 months.
What do you do?
For violating something rules-wise.
Drugs, weed, smoke weed.
I think it might have been. But yeah, he's out for
a minute. We're just alleging. We're just making
I think it might have been. It was he violated some type of hockey thing, so it might have been something like that. But yeah, he's out now. So, and they're already down 3-1 to a really good Dallas team.
Tomorrow night, you'll get Crunch at Monsters. They're going to Cleveland tomorrow.
Do that?
But I might need to go to this game. I think game three is going to be back here. 3 and 4 if necessary or whatever.
That'd be cool. Finally,
if they can win it here, be awesome. Be
say
cool.
We want some seats.
We could absolutely go if they bring that series back here to
why not?
The barn. All right. So Radio World, you give Veruca Salt. Twitch.
Hi. Yep.
You'll get a couple of video games. All right.
A little gaming.
Guitar Lessons Inside Syracuse.com is Volcano Girls kicking it off for the Veruca Salt.
Leave me.